That's why they call me. Good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Jerry's World Sports Podcast. That's right, I've changed the name, Lonely Hearts is no more. Rumors of my podcast demise are gone, dead, fake news. We're back, better than ever. First episode of the new year here, all the way in August. Today, we have a very special guest. My corrupt fantasy football commissioner, Nick.
Boom. Thank you.
As we go into another year of fantasy football with the Bad Company Draft Lottery Reveal. On this episode, all we're going to do, just give the order of who will be drafting in the Bad Company Fantasy Football League. Last year was a trial run. Hopefully we don't take it as long as we did last year. So, let's just get right into it. Any words before we get started, good sir?
No, I'm excited for another big year. It's our 10th season, our big 1-0 for the Bad Company. Can't wait to get to it. I just want to say, also, before we start, these will be the first round. This will be the order of the first round. We're going to go 12-1. We're going to go 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. And then we're going to skip 2, go to 1, and then we'll reveal 2. We'll go in that order. And then the first round, so what we're revealing, is going to be the keeper round for everybody that will be using a keeper this year. You don't have to use a keeper, but that will be, if you are keeping a player from your roster from last season, they have to be your first round pick. And I'm just pulling up the calendar now, and for our sake, it is August 2nd of the day of recording here. Our draft is August 18th, and I would just like to say, let's try to have our keeper set by Monday, August 14th, just so everyone kind of has an idea of who everyone is keeping and can strategize around that to see who's left on the board, yada, yada, yada. So by August 14th, let the commissioner know who you are keeping, and it will be your first-round pick. So that's about it for me. Without further ado, what do you say, Jerry? Let's get into these revealing of the draft order.
Let's get those balls rolling.
And like I said, the first round will go, we're going to reveal picks 12 through 1, and the draft will snake right after round 1. So if you're picking 12th, we're going to reveal who picks 12th in about a couple seconds.
All right, here. I think the league knows how the draft goes by now in year 10, my good sir. I think we can just get the balls rolling here. Come on now.
All right, man. All right. I just wanted to make sure. And one other thing, this podcast is sponsored by Labatt Blue Light. We're going to crack open a cold one before we start here.
Not the throwback tea.
Nice. Very nice. Okay.
Not the throwback tea.
No, I haven't had that yet, but ooh, that is nice and cold. Okay. All right, so I'm going to fire up the suspenseful music here.
Let's get going.
All right. Without further ado, the 12th pick in the Bad Company draft belongs to Luke. The co-champion will be picking 12th.
Wow. I mean, he didn't have great – I mean, he's co-champ, you know, kind of expected to have a low pick there, but we'll see what happens. Last year he had the third pick, took CMC with it. Maybe he'll keep him again this year. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. All right, so let's see who is picking 11th this year. With the 11th pick, that belongs to – Oliver, the two co-champions are picking 11th and 12th. That's not a bad place to be. What are your thoughts, Jerry?
No, not a bad place to be, honestly. I mean, like, they'll start out round one, like, you know, in the rear. They'll come around round two to start off with pretty much starting off there. Oliver picked 12th last year, selected CD Lamb. Not a bad potential keeper this year. We'll see what happens.
Sounds good. So, let's moving forward here. With the 10th pick in Bad Company Season 10 belongs to Rick Riley Moffitt, our league new league member, my neighbor Riley. He's picking 10th. Jerry, what are your thoughts?
I have no opinion. I haven't met the guy. It's his first year in the league. We'll see what happens. I mean, he's taking over Cam's squad, who practically got raped by Hunter almost the entire season last year. He's got good potential keeper in Cooper Kupp, but we'll see what happens, as usual.
As we will. All right, let's keep moving. The 9th pick in the 2023 Bad Company draft belongs to Ryan Wetfalls, picking number 9.
Wow, Wetfalls, number 9. I thought he'd be like a mid-round pick, honestly. But he picked 8th last year, took Debo. He probably will keep Justin Jefferson, though. If he doesn't, then I'm just trying to figure out what's going on in the Wetfalls camp.
All right, so picking 8th in the 2023 Bad Company draft will be Beans, Soulja Beans.
Is Soulja Beans even going to be able to pick in the draft? Our man is all the way stationed in Korea. Thank you for your service, Soulja Beans.
He's in Washington right now.
Oh, he's in Washington. You told me he was... Oh, he's going to Korea.
We just talked to him the other night. He's still in Washington.
Right? Oh, okay. You told me when I last saw you on Sunday he was in Korea. So maybe I misheard. Beans, thank you for your service nonetheless there. You picked 2nd and took Derrick Henry. Will Beans have him as keeper? Will Beans even be able to draft? So many questions here. We'll see what happens with
Beans this. Is always the biggest wild card in the draft. So
maybe he'll take Cowboys defense with his first round pick.
Mm-hmm. So moving on, pick 7 belongs to Brad Drops.
Yes, let's fucking go! Another number 1 pick not going to waste. Brad had it the last 2 years. Honestly, if he got this 3rd year in a row, I was questioning everything about the integrity of this league. But hey, he's in the middle of the pack. We'll see. I don't even know what Brad's strategy is at this point. I always try to, you know, see what he's going to do, but he doesn't open his mouth. And, well, you know, it's Brad. Who knows? He's probably already got his mind on Ottawa Senators hockey and Vladimir Tarasenko, so...
All right, Jerry, we're halfway through the order here. Picking 6th. Jared, me and you are still on the board here. We might be picking first. So it could be down to us two, picking 1st and 2nd. We'll see. All right, picking 6th, though, in the 2023 Bad Company draft will be Frank the Tank.
Wow. All right. Frank before Brad. I mean, honestly, Frank's a wild card, honestly. I don't know what he's going to do. I mean, last year he picked 5th, selected Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook hasn't signed to anybody yet. It's most likely going to be the Jets. Could keep him. May go a different route. I don't know.
Yeah, Frank is a big wild card. Well said. All right, into our top 5 now. Picking 5th in the 2023 Bad Company draft will be Dan.
Oh, wow. All right. 2-pick improvement compared to last year for Dan. He took Kelsey with the 7th overall pick last year. Would not be surprised if he keeps him again this year, though.
Yeah, he's kind of at a spot where he might kind of leave a keeper open and see who's left available that could slide to him at 5. He could probably pick Kelsey at 5th, potentially, depending on who else is kept. So Dan will be... He'll have a decision to make, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, no, Dan's got some thinking to do.
Yep. All right, top 4 now. We're down to Brophy, myself, Hunter,
and me.
Jared. Those are the final 4 here. Top 4, picking 4th in the 2023 draft will be Brophy.
Wow. All right. Huge improvement in the draft spot for Brophy. He picked 9th last year, selected Joe Mixon. I don't know if Brof is going to keep anybody this year, honestly. Brof may go a different direction. We'll see. Again, as always, you know, thought process here. I mean, he's got some decision-making to do.
Well said. All right, we're down to our top 3 lottery picks here. It's between Hunter, myself, the commissioner.
I just want to point out, if you end up picking number one, this is the most rigged draft ever, okay?
We'll see. Here we go. The third pick in the 2023 draft belongs to Jerry.
All right, this draft is absolutely rigged because Nick is probably going to be number one. Last year, I had the 10th pick. I took Tyreek Hill. I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I'm going to keep him because, you know, once again, Tyreek Hill's under investigation for an assault charge, and I don't know if he's going to face a potential suspension. So we'll see. I got some decision making to do. I've got some thoughts going through the head right now. But third, wow. All right.
You'll have to page the assistant GM on this one.
I'll have to page the OA GM. I'll call her up. I'll see what she's up to. See if she can come to the draft.
All right. So here we go. The moment we've all been waiting for. We're skipping two and moving right to number one. The first overall pick in the 2023 Bad Company Draft, the historic 10th season, belongs to, drumroll please, Hunter
Wah-wah-wee-wah.
Number one this year.
Wah-wah-wee-wah. And corrupt commission's number two. All right. Well, good sir, you have the number two pick. You know, you selected 11th, took Aaron Jones. I don't think you're going to keep anybody. I was looking at your squad. Honestly, you know, your best option would have been Jalen Hurts as a keeper. But that's a reach there. I mean, that's really it there. And then Hunter, I mean, he had the 4th pick last year, took Najee Harris. You know, there were some fishy trades last season with him and former league member Cam, and we're still not sure how this worked. Cough, cough, looking at you, commish, looking the other way of these trades happening. But we're not even sure who or even if Hunter will keep someone this year, honestly. I mean, We'll just see what's going on with him. You know, I hope he's doing well. I hope I'm gonna be happy to see him at the draft. I just hope he doesn't try to keep me because that's not ideal there.
Yeah, agreed. And yeah, so I mean that's our order. That's the big reveal, everyone. I think you're free to go, Jerry. We can discuss this a little bit now. I'm gonna turn the music down since all the suspense has been lifted at this point. So,
all the suspense is lifted.
We're looking at the order 1 through 12 here. We got Luke picking 12, Oliver picking 11th, Ripped Riley picking 10th, number 9 is Ryan, 8 is Beans, 7 is Brad, 6 Frank the Tank, 5 is Dan, Brophy's picking 4th, Jerry yourself is picking 3rd, I, the commissioner, is picking 2nd, and Hunter is picking 1st. What sticks out at you looking at this order right here?
I mean, you and I, like, looking at it going through a snake standpoint, like, if we both keep, like, if we, we're both probably not, I don't know about you, I'm probably not going to keep anybody. I'm going to have to take a look at my roster here. But, like, looking from our standpoint, like, we pick 2nd and 3rd, but then, like, we have a while to go until the next pick, until the pick in the 2nd round. I mean, like, when the 3rd round comes, you know, like how the snake goes, we'll have, like, it won't be as long of a wait. But those even rounds there, it's just like we're going to be sitting there waiting, trying to figure out who the best available players would be as we get into later rounds. Mm-hmm. Oliver and Luke, I mean, they've got the back end of the first round. They don't have a long wait in the even rounds. Like, it's practically like back-to-back picks almost at that point. Well, it is for Luke, and it is for Luke at that point. But I'm just, you know, I'm intrigued with how Frank and Brad are in the middle of the order, honestly, because Frank and Brad's rosters, like, over the past couple seasons, they have not been the greatest. I mean, and they had better drafting positions compared to, like, now. I mean, well, Brad had the number one pick 2 years in a row and completely wasted it. Frank, no offense to Frank, I mean, you know, he had some help, I mean, in recent drafts. Literally, somebody else was going up and making the picks for him. He was just telling you to pick this guy and go up to the board. I don't know if that draft strategy worked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, Beans is another one. I mean, that's just because, like, you know, Soldier Beans serving this great country of ours. Do you know? Who knows what he's gonna be able to do at the draft? I'm sure Oliver's got a strategy all planned out.
Yeah. So I'll let you hold off for a second. Addressing Beans, that we talked to him Sunday night, and he said he should be available to Zoom in for the draft. And if not, Oliver was going to discuss with him, you know, a bit of a cheat sheet of who Beans does prefer in certain rounds over, you know, other guys. So we're going to tell Beans his draft position, and then he'll know, you know, who's going to be around that spot to pick the target. So Beans will have some idea, but he's going to need some help from Oliver this come around, especially if he can't Zoom in. Looking at Luke, he's got Christian McCaffrey probably going to be his keeper. He's probably going to lose Josh. He's probably not going to keep Josh Allen, but he could potentially take Josh Allen with the 13th pick if he really does want to keep him. And
wouldn't Josh be a Allen, reach.
It might be a reach, but he's probably not going to get him in the fourth round though either, because then he's got a long wait. So if he wants to grab Josh Allen, he's going to have to do it 13th overall, I would assume. But yeah, Luke's in a great spot. Oliver, I'm not sure if he would keep anyone. I know he's got CeeDee Lamb, but
CeeDee Lamb is not keeper worthy, honestly, especially in the first round.
But he could potentially get like two good wide receivers there at 11 and 14, probably. So yeah, he's in a good spot. Ripped Riley picking 10th. I think he's in a good spot joining the league. I think he's got Cooper Kupp. He'd be a good keeper selection, but he's got two pretty quick picks there in a row at the turn, so that'll be beneficial for him. And then jumping up all the way to the front, Hunter picking first. I don't know what he's gonna do.
He doesn't have anybody to try and fleece this year.
He would be the kind of guy that would want to trade down. I could see him wanting to trade down. I'm not sure how that would work, but you know, he's gonna be working the phones.
Oh yeah, he definitely will be working the phones. I honestly don't think anybody will even attempt to answer a phone call from him, honestly. I mean,
might just
freeze him out. Exactly. I mean, he can't call you or me because, like, you're one pick behind him, I'm two picks behind him. We can't help him out there. I think he's probably going to try and reach out to Ryan. Maybe some grad family collusion, you know, at the bottom of the order there. I mean,
well, I got to be honest, Jerry. I was talking to Brad earlier, and I don't usually give away my secrets, but Brad has two good potential keepers in Austin Ekeler and Ja'Marr Chase. And, you know, I'm going to be working the phones and seeing who he's going to be keeping and potentially maybe trying to grab one of those two. Because one of those two will be unkept and probably be at the top of the draft. So that's going to be my strategy going into it. But we'll have to work the phones to get that to pay off. So.
Oh yeah, definitely work the phones with Brad. You know, you may have to throw in some golf lessons there, considering that you beat him earlier today.
Yeah, he sucked. I had 3 birdies today, and I crushed him. So he could get some lessons.
He can get some lessons. Yeah, he definitely needs them after the outing today. But you know, I wonder if
I don't think I'm going to be keeping anybody. I'm picking second. Hunter's got the first pick. I think it would be wise not to keep someone just to keep his options open, because he could just select who the best player on his team if he wanted to. So he's probably not going to keep anyone. Jerry, you said you're on the fence about Tyreek Hill, and you got a high pick, so maybe you could upgrade from that. Brophy, he's not keeping Joe Mixon. I don't know. I doubt he's keeping anybody. So
no, I don't think Brophy will.
And Pink, who has Travis Kelce. I'm not sure who Frank the Tank has, but that whole top of the draft, at least the top 4 or 5, maybe even 6 picks, there might not be a keeper.
I mean,
so there's some pretty good players available.
Some great good players available in the top six there, depending on like what the bottom half of the order actually does there. I mean, yeah, I can't, like you said, I can't see any of us keeping anyone, honestly. And even Frank, just because, like, I'm going to be honest, I don't know who Frank has on his team.
He's got 3 quarterbacks. Maybe he'll keep Aaron Rodgers.
Keep Aaron Rodgers with the 6th overall pick. And then he'll still find a way to take 2 more quarterbacks.
Yeah. You got to stash him.
Stash the quarterbacks. Yeah, I mean, you know, the running back market is dead practically. So, like, you know, I may show my hand here.
Huh? You're going to take Jonathan Taylor third overall.
Nah, I was actually thinking of taking Breece Hall, actually.
Okay.
You know, coming off torn ACL, he's due for a bounce back year. I mean, but no, I may show my hand here just a little bit, kind of like you did, with the running back market like being dead and a lot of like big names, like their future for the season itself is so unknown. I mean, Jonathan Taylor, you just mentioned there, he wants out of Indianapolis. Dalvin Cook is yet to sign with anybody. I mean, let's see. Austin Eckler, you mentioned Brad and Austin Eckler, like, you know, Austin Eckler there. Austin Eckler wants out of the Chargers organization. He's probably still going to play, but, like, who knows? And, like, you know, not to toot my own horn as a Giants fan, but, like, yeah, Saquon's a top running back, but, like, the injury history is there too, so... You know, maybe, like, I'll have to start looking into more of the wide receiver market, honestly, with some early round picks. I mean, not to, like, you know, maybe I am going to show my hand a little bit there, but it's...
You don't have to bluff. We know you're bluffing because we know who you're picking third overall. The Dallas Cowboys defense.
Oh, yeah, the Dallas Cowboys defense.
That's going to be your... Dallas Cowboys defense.
Nah, so. Beans is probably going to keep them in the first with pick eight just to spite me.
Yeah,
Beans will do that just to spite me. So I don't think I will be able to take the Cowboys defense. Maybe I'll just keep the Niners defense with my third overall pick. I mean, you know, they had a solid defense last year, looking like another solid year for the defensive core there. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I agree. So Dan, he's gonna have a mediocre team. I think he's in the worst spot picking fifth. He's kind of in the middle, but. By the time he's picking fifth, all the best left besides the keepers will be gone. And he's not, unless he keeps Kelsey, but I don't know. Kelsey's getting old. Patrick Mahomes is overrated. He's done.
Dan's done. Dan is done. All right, Dan. You have been counted out even before the draft has happened. Yep. Not by me, though. Not by me. I've decided to like take a step back from the trash talk as of yet. I will judge... After you make your team selection, although I will say this about Dan's team selection. He has a lot of under-the-radar picks that, like, happen that we judge, like, post-draft, like, as soon as the draft is over. But, like, they turn out to, like, be sneaky good, and he finds himself in contention as always. So, I mean... I think Frank and Brad, you know, they're probably going to compete for bottom of the barrel, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, Brad, I was just talking to Brad earlier, and I think he wanted to be towards the end of the draft, so I think he might be a little disappointed in picking seven, but at least he's not at the top because he was definitely going to keep one of Chase or Eckler. So I think he's okay, seventh. I think it could be worse, but he definitely wanted to be around, you know, 10, 11, 12, so he might be a little disappointed there. But, yeah, and Ryan's going to get good value if he keeps Justin Jefferson because Justin Jefferson would go first, second, or third, you know. So keeping him in the ninth pick is going to be great value. And then, you know, he'll have another pick early in the second round. So Ryan will be just fine. He'll have another shot.
Ryan's always fine. I mean, he always has a good team no matter where he drafts from. Comes in with, like, notebooks of research for the draft anyway. So he's going to be well-prepared.
But he has the longest championship drought in Bad Company history at eight seasons. This is his ninth season without winning a championship. So no one's ever gone that long without winning a championship. It's the fans, the season ticket holders, they're not happy with Ryan. The GM could be on the hot seat this year, if you ask me.
Possibly. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the fans don't turn up if there's a slow start to the season. Maybe calling for his head. May be drowning in Pink Whitney too. You never know.
No, he's more of a bourbon guy now. He's got.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about. Oh yeah, the fans will drown in bourbon. Maybe they'll boycott the bourbon. Who knows?
Yeah, they might. They might have to.
Might have
and
to.
And then moving on, Ripped Riley making his Bad Company debut. We talked about Beans and Frank potentially being wild cards. I think Riley's a wild card. I think he knows what he's doing. I trust him, but I gotta be honest. I haven't seen what his fantasy football strategy is. So I know he's into those stocks. So you know, he's going to be, you know, analyzing who is on the up and up and who's trending downward. So I trust he's going to have a good season one way or another. And I think picking 10th is not a bad spot to be.
No, not at all. I mean, he picks 10th, which means he'll pick like 13, like 15, 16, like right in the second.
Quick math.
Yeah, no, I'm my brain's mush at this point. Yeah, let's see. 11, 12, 13, 4. Yeah, he'll pick 15th. Like, yeah, right around.
There you go.
There, yeah, 15, 16. Like I said, there. Boom. Yeah, I got it. Don't worry. He's in a good spot there. I mean, like I said, I don't know the guy. Newcomer to the league, so we'll see what happens. You know, since he's into the stocks, I mean, who know? Is he like a day trader type of person? Like, you know, so he's just looking at the hot commodities like day in and day out. Nice. Oh, right. So he'll come in prepared. If he treats this like he treats the stocks, he'll definitely come in prepared. He may have more notebooks than Ryan, honestly.
Absolutely. I think we basically covered everybody at this point. Is there any closing remarks here before we head on our way?
Nah, I mean, you know, when I saw Brad the other day, he told me that he was due for a championship. He told me that he's going to go undefeated, and I'm going to be in the bottom of the cellar, and, you know, I should remember this conversation that I had with him for when I decide to go into a fire sale and help him, and I should be able to help him out. Brad, let me talk to you here. You're not going undefeated, okay? You're going to be the bottom of the barrel. You're going to finish below Dan. You're going to finish below Frank. You're even going to finish below Riley, okay? And you're going to have to do two punishments because you never did a punishment for finishing last a couple seasons ago, which means you're going to have to do two punishments for being last 2 out of 3 years, all right? And then at the end of the season, I'm calling it now.
We might make Brad do like a beer mile potentially.
Beer mile? No, you gotta do like a beer 5K actually.
Yeah, we'll stick with a mile for him.
Stick with a mile. You're right. He may die halfway through the 5K.
Yes, definitely. All right, man.
Should have him do a U.S. Open qualifier and.
I suggested making him do the SATs.
I still like my idea of having him hold a sign in the middle of East Aurora in the little circle there, holding a sign saying Joe Biden is the best president ever. I mean, that'll definitely garner some attention.
We'll put him in a nice little dress or a little outfit out there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Put him in a nice little dress, nice little pink dress, Barbie themed, with a little sign, yeah. Joe Biden, greatest president ever, and then, you know, we'll just have it go from there. But no, that's all I've got there, honestly. I mean, we'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to the draft. Looking forward to seeing everybody. Yes, even you, Dan. I'm looking forward to seeing you, too, even though you're not looking forward to seeing me. But you know what? Dan, your team's still going to suck, too, okay? I changed my mind. I'm back to trash talking, Dan. I changed my mind.
Yeah, it didn't last very long.
No, it didn't. It didn't.
I believe my dad is making this will be like on the grill supplying some food beforehand, so
I hope it's not a lot. Honestly, draft's gonna be late.
Yeah,
we don't need to overwork Frank. You know, maybe we'll all let Frank win this year, so next year he can cook steak and lobster.
No, you can never let Frank win. I'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah, it's true. That's so true. None of us will ever hear the end of it. We'll Bad Company 20th anniversary will happen in 10 years, and Frank would still talk about his win from 10 years prior.
Yeah, 10 years from now, man, we'll be 35.
Oh, God.
Bad Company
20. Oh, dear Lord. I don't want to think about that. But no, that's it there. That's the draft order. You know,
Jerry, read it one more time. Read it from top to bottom one more time.
All right. Let me talk to you here. Top to bottom. Hunter, Corrupt Commish, me, Brof, Dan, Frank the Tank, not Frank the Tank Fleming, though, Brad, Beans, Ryan, Ripped Riley, Coach Champ Oliver, Coach Champ Luke, and that's it, folks. All right. And at the end of the season, everybody is going to say, Jerry is king. Yeah.
Okay, LA Knight. That's enough out of you. That's about it, Jerry. Have a great night, man.
All right, take it easy. I'll see you at the draft.
See ya.